you ever think,
like, what the world is and how you relate to it? And if you reckon talking to someone else in a wardrobe is something that's even worth doing in the current times. Welcome to another episode of Host, the Guest and the Wardrobe. You can listen to us on SoundCloud. Yeah, I'm promoting it. Who would have thought? Why, I don't know. But if you want to, you can. And it's there, and you can listen to the previous episodes. Thank you to the previous guests. Thank you to Gregor. Thank you to Gregor Smith for organising things.
Hello.
Oh, hello. We got someone. We got a caller on the line. It's like one of those radio shows where people pull in and say, hello, who's there?
It's me, David Bruce.
Oh, hello, David.
How are you doing, Dan?
Yeah, not bad. How are you?
I'm all right. It's just everything's as normal at the moment, so it should be.
What?
I said that because not everything isn't as normal.
Oh. Hey, got a laugh, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. So, what's going on? Whereabouts are you at the moment, David Bruce?
Where am I? Well, I'm just chilling where I always chill on a lovely Friday evening. I'm in my wardrobe.
Are you actually in your wardrobe?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, let's say you are.
Yeah.
Even though I've got a feeling you're not, because, like, not only because I'm really good at this, like, I'm good at deceiving.
You can tell the acoustics of a wardrobe apart from...
I can tell, yeah. Why aren't you in a wardrobe? Was that too much effort for you?
Mostly. Because I have a very small wardrobe because I'm in student accommodation and I'm quite a gangly man and I won't be able to fit in the wardrobe. And also there's a bunch of stuff blocking it. And honestly, I've caved in quite quickly here. I could have acted really... I should have gone like, how dare you question my commitment?
I was hoping for a bit of fight, but it's just...
But I kind of just caved immediately. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you got me. You know what the acoustics of a wardrobe is like.
Mate, I've been doing this long enough. You know what I mean?
I guess if that's the one thing you would know, wouldn't it? Well, I've done this before when I was in your wardrobe.
Oh yeah, of course you did.
And the footage got lost. You told me that to spare my feelings.
That's why it got an atrocious episode. How did it get lost?
I'm almost owed a non-crammed experience.
Gregor, any idea what happened to David's episode?
Probably just terrible. It was probably just...
I don't know.
What have I said? A few minutes in, I've said I'm not in a wardrobe, and that's the format of the show.
Yeah, but that's me. That's just all on me. That is. I suspect.
Not really. It's like going on to like Deal or No Deal and refusing to open the boxes. The one thing they want you to do.
Oh, I think what happened is I lost the recording, which is terrible. I think what happened is I lost it and then said, "Oh, don't worry, David, we'll re-record that." Here we are.
Just as planned. I remember about 2 years ago I did it. You said to me, clear as day, I think 3rd of April 2020, will that do? I'm like, yeah.
We'll do it.
Don't reference the date because it won't be going out on the same date and we need to give the illusion that it might be. I went, don't worry, I won't.
Yeah, but also don't worry about that either because who cares?
I guess yeah. No one, maybe.
So what's going on then? What have you been doing since we last spoke, even though everyone listening is not aware that we last spoke?
Well, currently I was in a Dungeons & Dragons game with some other people who are asking me how long this is going to be. We started. The thing is, everyone... I keep thinking that I have no plans because no one has any plans. But because of that, everyone keeps asking people to have plans. And now I have too many plans and they all overlap.
Exactly. You ain't got that excuse anymore. It's like, oh, can you do this? And it's like, oh, I'm kind of busy. It's like, with what, mate?
Exactly. Well, but they'll be fine. They'll be all right. I believe the person running the game has his own episode coming up. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, don't spoil it for me.
I won't spoil it for you. Don't you worry.
Well, all I know is that a Dungeons & Dragons game that you play...
Yeah.
potentially
it's
has
the first, it's the first session of the whole thing.
Okay.
So literally, we introduced our characters, and then I answered this call. So it was a really insightful first time of the adventure, where we sat around a table and talked for a bit.
I've had a conversation with someone on a previous episode about D&D before. It seems to be a running theme at the moment, maybe because, you know, getting together with people, and you can still do D&D over virtually.
So. I'm no expert of D&D. I don't think I've ever completed... I've started a lot of D&D campaigns. People go, oh, well, let's start a D&D campaign. I'm like, that's a great idea. And then you have the first session, and then someone has to go through for a podcast halfway through the first session every time, and it just never finishes. But this won't happen this time, so it'll be all right.
So, I've just thought of an idea.
Go on.
What if we did an episode where I talked to people's D&D characters? So imagine that scenario. What's your D&D character?
See, I thought you was going to suggest a thing of, like, you know, Ant and Dec does the... through they get celebrities and talk through their earpiece. Well, I thought flat D&D. So I'll be playing the D&D game and you tell me what my character does. I thought that's what you were going to say. My D&D character in this one is a guy called Trusty No Scam. He's a trusty guy. He doesn't scam anyone. There is two main character traits. Some would say there is only character traits.
Your first time playing D&D?
Yeah, well, yes, and no. I've done a lot of first sessions with people, and then it just never goes anywhere. So I've probably played about four first sessions of D&D and, like, one second session of D&D, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's difficult to commit.
Yeah, but now everyone's free all the time. So honestly, I don't have that much to talk about. All I've been doing is writing my dissertation. Which isn't a very fun podcast topic.
Just tell us. Well, I'm interested to see, because obviously the uni's closed at the moment. So,
yes.
I'll
tell you how things are working. For my course, which is electrical engineering, basically what's happening is my dissertation deadlines and all that are pretty much the same. And so my coursework deadlines, but anything, like, they won't penalize us for not being able to do the practical aspects of it, is basically it. Because obviously we can't. Also, all my exams they're being basically set as a coursework. So I have 3-hour exams, but on those days I'll be given that exam paper as a piece of coursework, and I'll have 4.5 hours to complete it. But they've rewritten the questions, so, like, any questions that was just like fact recall isn't there anymore, because you could just Google it. And that's how my course is working now.
What were the practical aspects of your?
So I. For my dissertation, I'm building a gamma ray detector, so I had to go and test it. I can't test it now in the labs, so I kind of have to just simulate it, which isn't... It's a bit easier, but it's not as exciting.
What was it?
Gamma ray detector.
Oh, gamma ray detector.
Yeah, gamma, like radiation.
Whoa, that's a bit serious.
Yeah, well...
Isn't it?
All right. It sounds a lot harder than it is.
Why are you going around trying to find gamma rays?
Because it'll get me the marks that I need to pass the two modules the dissertation's worth. That's why.
Right.
If my dissertation, Mark is listening, it's because I'm really passionate about gamma rays. That's why. And I don't want to go any further into that. Thank you. No more questions.
All right. Okay. Well, you've got to protect yourself.
Yeah. Well. If any were around, I'd detect them. They won't be able to sneak up on me.
Right. Use this as an opportunity to imagine that you had to do the practical aspect of it.
Yeah.
Show us why you think gamma rays are so bloody good.
Well, I'd say they're the best kind of rays, aren't they? So what other rays are they? There's Ray-Bans. They're a bit expensive. I think you can get better sunglasses. Ray Charles. And
Ray Charles.
Name one of Ray Charles's songs. Exactly. None.
Yeah.
And he's a singer, apparently. Doesn't even have any songs. No, now I've Googled Ray Charles. All of my suggestions are different things about Ray Charles. So Ray Charles children, Ray Charles genre, Ray Charles blind. Was he blind? He couldn't detect any gamma rays then, could he?
Well, maybe he could.
Gamma ray detector.
Well, I don't think necessarily you need to be able to see to detect gamma rays.
Well, like, you can look at the detector.
Yeah, but it could just like beep and go, yeah, that's a gamma. Or beep and be like, nope.
You should do this.
Your dissertation should have been a gamma rays detector for blind people.
My gamma ray detector won't die at the age of 73 from alcohol-related liver disease. Guess you never guess what Ray Charles did.
Lived till 50.
He did live till 50, and then 23 more years until he died of alcohol-related liver disease.
I did not hear what you said, so I...
He died of alcohol-related liver disease.
Right, glad we clarified that.
Yeah. My dissertation's on the death of Ray Charles. Who is Ray Charles? I don't know. But that's for me to find out throughout my dissertation.
Do you not actually know who Ray Charles is?
I probably would recognise one of his songs. I recognise the name. Hit the Road Jack. Kind of that song.
Hit the Road Jack.
Yeah, that's the one. Who is Ray Charles? Charles. Gamma Ray Charles. Gamma Ray Children. Gamma Ray Blind. Gamma Ray Blind Children. Alcohol related liver disease. Gamma Ray related liver disease. Children related liver disease. The death of Ray Charles, related liver disease. The death of Ray Charles. Hit the road, Jack. Famous rays. What other famous rays are they?
Sure, let's keep doing this. Famous
list of famous people called Raymond. The only one I recognise is Ray Charles. There's not that many rays.
You do know Ray Charles, or you just recognise him from the fact that you've Googled
him? I recognise the name, but I couldn't have placed it. You know what I mean? If you said Ray Charles to me, oh, that's a famous guy, Ray Charles. Who is he? Don't know. But I know he's a famous man.
Famous
Ray. I think he's the only famous Ray. I can't believe I'm like 40 Rays down, but I still haven't seen Ray William Johnson, the second famous Ray. Famous for being Ray William Johnson.
I'll be honest, David, when you turn out to be the caller, I did not expect to go down this route.
Neither, but here we are. Go down a different route now if you want.
Do you remember the previous recording at all?
I remember talking about the new Doctor Who being revealed. So when was that? I remember that. I remember being in your wardrobe, and it was a really hot summer's day. It was really, the sun was beaming down. I was sat in your wardrobe, and you were giving me ciders.
Oh, really?
You gave me a nice fruit cider, and I was sweating. And it was the days where you handed me a drink, and I wasn't fussed that you touched it previously. It was all right.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm trying to find out when Doctor Who was announced.
Do you think you'll ever accept a cider from someone ever again?
I think there'll be a lot more germophobes after this.
Mm.
Definitely. Because I've become... my behaviour currently, and most people's behaviour, is that kind of paranoid, germaphobe stereotype. That was, he's always... Like, from the Cat in the Hat movie, for example, at the start, that guy with the...
Whoa, Cat in the Hat movie?
Yeah, the greatest movie of all time, the Cat in the Hat movie. Cat in the Hat 2003.
Whoa, hang on, what? You for real? You're not trolling me?
I love the Cat in the Hat movie.
Oh, my God. All right. I think Greg is trying to tell me not to go onto this, but...
Oh, Gregor, I forced Gregor to watch the Cat in the Hat movie at least twice.
I bloody love that film.
It's so good. Right, cut everything else out. We've got an hour's worth of material right here.
My favourite, one of my favourite scenes in the history of cinema. Not just...
Is it the Cupcakeinator scene?
The Cupcakeinator!
Of course it is! Cupcakeinator! Anything! Anything!
Anything!
Anything! Anything. Anything. I'll get you.
I'll get you.
Like a bloody accident.
Oh, so good.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so terribly misinterpreted, that film. People being like, it's terrible. It's like, it's, the jokes fall flat. No, that's half the point.
It's very hit and miss, but when it hits, boy, it hits hard. Yeah,
but it's kind of hit and miss, like, almost on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's meant to be deadpan, and the tone's meant to just be completely...
Yeah.
It is
a lot of the time, the cat jokes fall flat. Pardon? Sorry?
Gregor's saying it's not self-aware. He is incorrect.
It's self-aware. It's so self-aware. Mike Myers knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah. Oh, it's a terrific performance. Actually, to be so good and then so annoying for so many people, you have to have hammed that up so well. Sorry, but there you go.
It's a great movie. And I think a lot of people who were kids at the time have grown up still loving the film. I think it's only the people at the time who didn't realise it was ahead of its time. A lot of art is hated in its time for being ahead of its time, and Cat in the Hat has
when
to fall.
When did it come out?
2003.
Came out in 2003. When, how old was 17 years ago. I was 10.
I was a measly five years old.
I think I was kind of old enough to also some of the jokes to land, but not some of them not to, so I found it fun. And then I think I went back to it and then found it just hilarious.
As a five-year-old child, all the jokes that probably fell flat that are made for children, they probably got me. And all the jokes that are any form of wordplay or anything, that I'm a five-year-old child, I don't get that. Show me the cat with his bum out again, please.
The bit where he's like the dirty hoe?
I don't know. There's a bit of charm to it, to be honest. I don't mind it.
I love it.
I can forgive certain parts of the film. I really enjoy when they have to get the dog back, so he has to get a massive two-handed pen. That's great.
Yep.
Is it Paris Hilton in the Cat in the Hat movie?
There's like a party scene.
Yeah. That's just bizarre. It's so bizarre. I love it. It's so weird and wacky and wonderful.
Gregor, you want to try and defend yourself here?
And it's got 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
9%. Gregor, why are you muted? Why are you not joining in?
Gregor is very passionate about this. I've had him yell at me during both screenings of this film.
I think there'll be a lot of people who are going... I reckon there'll be a few people listening to this that also agree with us. But I'm not saying there won't be people out there who are like, what do you want about? Like,
People are wrong a lot of the time. And if you don't like the Cat in the Hat, then maybe you shouldn't vote. That's all I'm saying.
I just think these people that don't like it are just like, get over yourself. Okay?
I actually watched the post. Yeah, cool. Well, I watched the Cat in the Hat again. So, you know.
I bloody love Parasite and all that, but give me Cat in the Hat.
I was gonna watch it, but then I saw that I could watch the Cat in the Hat again.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
argument for any film. What do you want to watch?
Joker was a really good performance from I don't even know his name because he's not Mike Myers. That's the only actor I know. That's why I only know Ray. I don't know who Ray Charles is because he might have been in like a movie, and I don't need to know him because he's not in The Cat in the Hat. None of his songs are The Cat in the Hat. You know whose songs are in The Cat in the Hat? Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth songs. But who are they covering? Are they covering some band no one's in? Oh, they're covering The Beatles. That's who they're covering. They're covering The Beatles. That's right. You get Smash Mouth and you smash it together with The Beatles. Oh, it's the perfect.
The Cat in the Hat playing, like, Mike Myers' Cat in the Hat playing, like, all these recent films. Like, he's playing all the main actors. Actually, no, he's playing all the actors.
I'd have watched Parasite then. I'd have watched The Joker then.
Parasite, but it's Cat in the Hat.
And the cupcake and eight scenes in every movie.
Oh, yeah, no, it's literally just,
it's in every movie. It's actually the climax of Avengers Endgame now. That's the whole thing with all the heroes coming together, taken out, the cupcake and eight
scenes. Gregor, why won't you defend yourself? Why won't you get in on this call?
Yeah, you're here. Just recording.
Is it because you want the conversation to move on? Because it's not.
I don't know how long this is but it will be the Cat in the Hat until we go on.
It's nothing else is being talked about. It's not a conversation between...
Dan? Hello?
Hello? Right, so one of two things. Either the batteries have run out in Dan's mic, or he's being silent to prompt me to come onto this call. I know your game, and I'm not playing it.
Well, you just did. Welcome to the Cat and the Hat.
No. I'm not going to talk about the movie.
This is actually decent.
It's a good film. It's enjoyable the whole time.
All right. Okay. We'll move on. How often do you watch Cat and the Hat?
I'd say I watch it at least 3 or 4 times a year.
Speaking of, I actually generally do have to sort my mic out.
Okay.
Pausing it there, whilst I just change the battery.
Sorry, I was too busy trying to drag my character onto the map in this D&D playthrough. Honestly, my brain isn't made for this level of multitasking. It's quite jarring.
Are you playing through Roll 20?
Yeah.
So set us up. What's the? So you've got I can't remember your character's name. It was something McTruth or whatever.
Yeah, basically. I don't know anything has happened quicker because I'm muted. So some quests started. I'm here.
Oh, so you didn't write the character with a campaign in mind?
No. I wasn't told that at all. I was just told that. Yeah, that's why he's just the guy who's really truthful.
Dan really wants me to explain why I don't like the Cat in the Hat.
I hope you heard that. Could you hear that?
No.
No,
we didn't hear you.
I was trying to get you to hear the cupcake and hate scene. What can we talk about then? Because I'm just thinking about Cat in the Hat now. And David sounds like he just wants to go.
I don't want to go. I like being here. I'm multitasking. What's wrong with that? Any of you guys know how to check perception on a D&D character sheet?
Nope.
I think it comes under your wisdom, mate.
With my wisdom? Oh.
I want to say wisdom. It's either that or intelligence.
What are we doing here?
I'm helping him play D&D. Because
What has this become? Right.
Oh, 2 seconds. I've been told. 2 seconds, guys. I know you're doing a podcast, but 2 seconds.
I thought Sam Chapman's episode was going to be difficult to edit, but here we are.
It's going to be really difficult.
Hello, it's Gregor here in the podcast editing cave. Just wanted to clear up a few things. This podcast is a bit of a nightmare to edit, so much so that when we got to this episode, Dan gave up editing them himself and instead sent them to me 10 months later to finish the job. That's why we're calling these the lost Skype calls. But I have to say, the most damning thing about this episode was that the only section these two acquaintances managed to maintain a fluid conversation about was the Cat in the Hat movie. Talking of which, we've also received a letter in the podcast postbag, or pod bag as I like to call it, from a Mr. Michael Myers. He writes, "Dear host, guest and the Wardrobe podcast, I'm writing regarding your recent assertions regarding the movie commonly known as The Cat in the Hat. To claim that this 2003 adaptation of the Dr. Seuss classic was self-aware bears no relation to the facts. This ranges from minor bits of trivia, like its near failure to make a profit at the box office despite being released a month before Christmas, or the fact my portrayal of the cat caused Dr. Seuss's widow to ban future live-action adaptations of her late husband's work, all the way to the broader truth that the making of The Cat in the Hat occurred during a very busy period in my career, during the height of the popularity of Shrek and barely any time after the hype around Austin Powers had died down. In fact, I was so unself-aware of the movie as my agent had signed me up to so much work that I made regular use of steroids throughout the mid-noughties. This meant I had no idea I'd even appeared in an adaptation of Cat in the Hat until I woke up halfway through its first screening and saw myself dressed in a cat costume that even Dame Judi Dench would think was ridiculous. We all know her standards are pretty low. I hope that clears things up for you. Kind regards, Michael Myers Esquire." Well, thanks for that, Mr. Myers. It was a pleasure to hear from you. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We just took some time to get over the fact that two people could like the same film.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good film. It's a good film.
Let's try and get over it.
Yeah. You asked me how my comedy's going in the break,
sure.
Or maybe that was in the edit or not. I'll tell you. I did the Chortle Student Comedy Award again for the third time, and I am nothing but not consistent because I was, again, not put through. And I think it was probably my poorest performance of the three, so that's how comedy's going.
Well, you peaked then.
Yeah, but I probably did, I think. I think I peaked a few years ago. Or that was the first peak, and there may be more to come.
You still do open mics around the place then?
Not really. Uni life has kind of taken a forefront.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I've got a job. That's something I got lately.
You got a job?
I got a job. I'm just trying to think what to do. The job, what was it? It was, what was it? Right, this is impossible. Right, I'm sorry. Right, I unmuted the again to see what they were doing. And genuinely, it's impossible to hear two people speak at the same time. So what happens is, instead of me just hearing one of the two, or hearing both of them and doing both things, I hear neither. So then I don't do what they want me to do in the D&D campaign. So then they're annoyed at me and typing at me, going, "Dave, screw the podcast, do the D&D stuff." And then I giggle because I haven't spoke for about 30 seconds in confusion over what anyone has said. So I've just muted them now and they can deal. Because everyone knows, as my mother always told me, the guest, the host, and the wardrobe is always the host, the guest, and the wardrobe. Which one is it? The host, the guest,
and
the
wardrobe.
My mother always used to tell me that comes first.
The guest is the most important.
No, I would argue that I've proven that to be false.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you for the reassurance.
But yeah, no, I just generally don't know.
No, I got a job offers to become a rail signaling engineer in Chippenham. So I'll be moving there, and hopefully I can do some open mics and some gigs around there. And once the pressure of uni work and deadlines is off my back and I've got a job, I should have a little bit more free time, maybe. We'll see.
Where's Chippenham?
It's down. It's about an hour's drive away from Bristol.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Oh, yeah.
When can we get your mum on the podcast?
When you get my mum on the podcast, I'll call her now.
I used to swear you talk about your mum a lot, because you talked about your mum. Was it? No, that was Kyle's mum.
In the Taskmaster, did Kyle's mum.
Taskmaster? Are you thinking about doing Taskmaster too?
Well, Gregor did all the work, so I think it was quite nice. I'm just calling mum.
You are actually calling your mum. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, mum.
Hi,
before I say anything. I was doing that podcast at 7. Yeah. Well, I told Dad I thought he'd tell you. Well, they asked me to call my mum, so I've called you. So this is for a podcast. You can't hear them, but if Dan wants to say anything to me, then I'll say it to you. Anything you want to say to my mum, Dan?
What's your favourite memory of Dave?
What's your favourite memory of me?
Is she in a wardrobe now?
When I was a baby. So I've had 21 years alive. Your favourite memory of me was immediately, and I haven't been able to reach those heights since. There's lots, I'm sure. You sound like you're really struggling.
On Christmas Day, actually, I've got a very, very strong one.
I really should talk to you more about, like, nice memories rather than yelling at Dad at his political. Not that my dad has any bad political views for this podcast. I'd like to say that he's... How are you doing, Dan? Dan hasn't spoken for a while. You all right?
No, I was just letting that roll. I was just letting you two have a clear heart on heart.
Are you satisfied with my mum's answers to your questions? Anything else to ask? You satisfied?
No, it's absolutely wonderful. I don't want to take any more of her time.
You don't want to take any more of your time? She's not doing much.
I'm not doing anything.
She's not doing anything.
Dad's got a happy memory.
Playing Toy Story... Well, you know what? There's not much time with this podcast left, so I'll just talk about Toy Story Racers now. So thank you very much. Bye, Mum.
Bye, love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye, Mum, Bruce. Cool. Well, that was something.
There you go, that was quite wholesome, wasn't it?
Oh, I love editing.
It's going to be awful to edit, but it was quite nice.
Yeah, and it might be that gets dropped, or maybe not.
Was it audible?
I mean, I could hear some of it.
I put it as close to the mic as possible.
I figured I could get you to repeat it, but then what was the point of having your mum on in the first place?
She said that her favourite memory initially was that when she used to throw rings at me as a child and I would giggle. And then the second one was on Christmas Day when I opened a PlayStation 3 and I went really quiet. They were the two memories. And my dad says his favourite memory is playing Toy Story Racer with me.
What's that then?
Toy Story Racer is a game for the PlayStation 1. Oh, it's a game released 2 years after the release of Toy Story 2.
Yes.
And it features only the characters from Toy Story 1.
And why was your mum throwing rings at you?
I don't know about that. I'll definitely definitely follow that one up.
Things. Does she mean but, like?
It used to make me giggle. Apparently,
was she using you as some what that you know when you throw rings in a hoop or something like you're trying some sort of fairground game?
Maybe like it's one of those things where you had to like get the ring. I had quite a thin head. Maybe I have to like get the rings over my head.
You got a thing you want to promote, David?
Yeah, the thing I want to promote is Toy Story Racer. And The Cat in the Hat, 2003. Toy Story Racer is one of the most underrated PlayStation 1 games of all time. It plays really well. It's a bit grindy, but there's nothing like it for a kart racer. And Cat in the Hat, 2003 is a fantastic, fantastic movie. They're my things I want to post. Cat in the Hat, 2003 especially. Okay. If people have sat through this, I don't know how you've edited it. Probably it's going to be 5 minutes and 2.5 minutes of it, or me being silent as I try and play D&D.
We'll let you get to that D&D, David.
Oh, now they're asking if my mum wants to play D&D, but I could ring her back. You know what? Do you want another half an hour of my mum playing D&D?
No, it's all right.
No, because it's not going to happen. there's no way. My mum is lovely, and she asked me what the podcast is called now, so you've got at least one additional listener, maybe, that's if that fantastic. Stays in.
I will link the cupcake theater scene for
you
everyone.
You can watch the Cat in the Hat film on YouTube. It's all on YouTube.
There you go.
The whole film is on YouTube. Just put the URL, link that. That's there all I go. Want to promote. And the cinema's closed, so you can, there's nothing else to watch, is there? Disney Plus came out. See what film that doesn't have. Yeah, I don't have to say it, do I?
We don't. All right, this show was sponsored by the Cat in the Hat 2003 movie.
Yep.
We look forward to hearing more from David's mom soon.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Next time, right. I'll make sure it's not clashed with something at the same time.
No, it's
entirely my fault. It's not your fault at all, because I said I'd do 7 today, and then I started this at 6, thinking it'd be an hour, and it wasn't. So.
Probably didn't help the chaos, but I enjoyed the chaos. So
the chaos was something. Hopefully, there's something tangible you can edit out of this. Is it Greg or are you who edits it?
No, it's me.
Okay. Well, I apologise to you then. If it was Gregor, I would feel no remorse, as it was his opinions on Cat in the Hat are morally and ethically wrong. Oh, it's the host, the guest, and the wardrobe. Oh, it's the ghost, the host, the wardrobe. Oh, no, that wasn't the name, but you know who's hosting it? Yes, it is the man who hosts it. He's called Dan Brown. Gregor's in the background. Cat in the Hat 2003 is objectively the best movie ever made, and that is a fact. It's the host, the guest, and the wardrobe, everyone.
Fantastic.
There you go, there's a jingle for you.